Hi, and welcome to Unabridged. This is a weekly podcast where four teachers take on books. And we've already recorded some episodes together, but we wanted to go back and give you a little bit more background and introduce ourselves to you. So we're going to take a minute to do that right now. I'm Jenny, and I taught sixth grade for 21 years, mostly English, but I also threw some science and math in there just because I needed a job. And when I do love to read. That's one of my favorite things. I'm also a big scrapbooker. I have more than a little bit of love for nail polish. It's borderline unhealthy at times, I'm going to be honest. And I absolutely, 100%, get laughed at all the time. I love Barry Manilow with a love that is just almost really not normal. He is just like the soundtrack of my life. I love him so much. Not in a weird way, just in a healthy, appreciative way.
What
I call him
title?
My Barry.
Fan-a-lo?
Oh, yes, I'm a fan-a-lo. That's, you've got to be the real
thing. I've learned
that
from
Yes, Jane. Absolutely. So that's just a little bit about me. Go ahead.
I'm Ashley, and I taught English for 11 years at the high school level. I taught all levels, general, advanced, AP, lit, creative writing, so a lot of different kinds of English, but really enjoyed doing that. And I love traveling. I'm really passionate about it. Have done a lot of it, really enjoy it, and I love spending time. I have two very little kids, and so that's a lot of fun and takes up a lot of my time, and I also love doing stuff outside, so anytime there's an opportunity to be outside, that's definitely what I'd prefer. So winter is, you know, a little dreary sometimes for me because I like to be outside.
Ashley, I enjoy you so much. We are like opposites because I am what you would call indoorsy. That is me, the opposite of outdoorsy.
I taught English for 6 years, but before that, I actually was in banking, finance, and marketing. I went to school and got my MBA while I was working, and then about a year after that, I decided I wanted to be a teacher, so I switched careers. I love to exercise. I love Wonder Woman and Harry Potter. Where Jenny loves Barry Manilow.
That's right.
I love those two.
Yes, you do.
And I do not like nail polish.
Me either. I should have mentioned that earlier. In our opposites.
I love it enough for all of us, frankly.
And one odd little fact is, I'm not a huge animal person. I like dogs, but I'm not a huge animal person. But if you put a pair of glasses on them, I like those very much.
She finds them delightful. Animals with glasses are delightful, according to Sarah. That's right.
And in fact, I don't like birds. I really don't like birds. However, Jenny got me a shirt for Christmas, and which had a bird on it, which you would think I wouldn't like, but guess what? It had glasses, and I love it.
And I had already purchased it when she's just off the cuff saying to me one day, yeah, I love those, you know, those things with animals and glasses, but oh my gosh, I hate birds. And I'm thinking, oh, that's great. Oh, that's not a problem. That's okay. I'll just find somebody else who likes animals with glasses. That's fine. And so it worked out beautifully. Yes. She looks great in the shirt, but it was a little touch and go there for a while. I'm going to be honest. It was a situation in the making.
And owls also because of Hedwig from Harry Potter.
Yes. Yeah.
I know that was your motivation, Jenny.
Absolutely. Hedwig is an owl is what we're saying.
Okay. And it is true, Sarah, that I should have also mentioned Harry Potter because it does in fact come up frequently in our episodes. I am also very passionate about the Harry Potter series.
They all are except for me. This is Jenny, who could not care less about Harry Potter at all. But
and I should say, as Ashley, I do not care about fandom. I'm not a big fan of things, but Harry Potter is my exception.
That's right.
So this is Jen. I am deeply uncomfortable with talking about myself, so this is great.
Just what you wanted to do.
I know, right? So I am an introvert. I'm about as far on the introverted side of the scale as you can get. And I always realize when doing things like this that pretty much all I do is read and collect books.
Which is awesome
TV.
For our podcast.
I think
invaluable
resource.
That's right.
Well, and I think you're being really hard on yourself.
Absolutely.
Yes, you have a wide breadth of knowledge about a lot of pop culture.
Yes.
Which
yes.
I appreciate.
You also listen to a lot of podcasts.
I
you're
do.
Very
I
well read. Very knowledgeable.
My family, actually my entire family is pretty obsessed with Hamilton, and we all love Lin-Manuel Miranda. I live in a house of men, so I'm married, and then we have two boys, and even our dog is a boy. What else about me? So I love a spreadsheet, especially a color-coded spreadsheet.
Yes.
I enjoy organizing things. There's a picture on our website of me organizing our new built-in bookshelves, which are amazing, in alphabetical order, because that makes my heart very, very happy. So, yeah. That's just a little bit about me.
Well, so that's the thing. We are all four diverse people. We have lots of things in common. We have lots of things that are different. But we all love books, and we all love reading. And that's how we came together to create this Unabridged podcast.
Oh, and we were all English teachers, which I forgot to talk about. So
thank
this
you.
Is Jen again.
Absolutely.
I taught English for 16 years. I taught all juniors and seniors except 2 4As into freshmen teaching during summer school, which I did not enjoy, which is why I taught junior.
So the basic format we're going to be following here is that we're going to chat about our book club's pick of the month. We all have a book club here with our job, and we love it. So we're going to talk about that book every month. And we're also going to talk about selected young adult novels. In the process, when we're doing this, we're going to recommend related books to you. So once we've read and discussed a book, we're then going to say, hey, if you like this, I really think you should try this. We're going to share our nerdy English teacher love of reading, because boy, do we have that. And we want you to follow along with our schedule. And we've got a website, unabridgedpod.com. And we kind of have a fun little tagline, which is that if you want opinions about books, we've got them.
Oh, yes, we do.
Sometimes more than you want.
That's
sometimes
true.
More than either any of us want.
That's all right.
Very true.
This is Ashley, and I just wanted to take a second to talk about what we do now. All of us, one of the things we have in common is that we all taught English, but we are all now ITRTs. And that just means that we do instructional technology, and we do that with teachers and students in our school system. And so that's in our county, it's called ITRTs. And so one of the things when we switched to doing that job, and we came on at different times, but when Jen and Sarah joined us, one of the things that we all missed were our mm-hmm. books. And so we missed discussing them and reading them and, you know, being together. And so we got a tech staff book club started in 2016. And so for our podcast each month, we have 2 of the longer episodes, and one will focus on the book club's book and one on a young adult novel.
Mm-hmm. I think, Jen, you were the one that got us started on that, weren't you? Weren't you the book club organizer? And Jen still keeps us organized, which
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of Jen's yeah, amazing organizational
I mean,
talents,
that it's awesome.
keeps us rolling with all of that, which is
yeah.
awesome.
It's the spreadsheets.
Thank goodness, because I have not very good organizational skills.
Yeah, so we'll have a weekly podcast, but one, you know, 2 of them will be our novels or our books that we're reading at the time, and then 2 will be shorter episodes where we talk about bookish things.
Well, and as far as our books go and within our book club, all of our book club participants can submit nominations that we vote on. So what that means for us is often... Well, maybe not often, but occasionally we're reading books that maybe are outside of our comfort level with genres or that we just don't particularly like. And that's okay because we are reading outside our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And for our YA books each month, we just pretty much choose one that one of us has read since Jenny and I taught middle school mm-hmm. and Ashley and Jen taught high school. We have a pretty good base of things that we talked with our students, so we choose the YA book from that. But if you have suggestions about what we should read next, please send them our way. Just head over to our website, and we would love to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Jen again. We decided to launch this podcast that we would release several episodes up front. So I'm just going to go over very quickly what those are. So if you want to read along with us, we would love that. So the first one we read before we started recording, we read it for book club, and it's Frederick Bachman's My Grandmother Asked Me to Tell You She's Sorry. And then the next 2 longer episodes, which will be every other week, are Everything Everything by Nicola Yoon and One of Us is Lying by Karen M. McManus. And then in the weeks in between, we'll launch the short story episodes with Bookish Podcasts and our young relatives' favorite reads. That's a fun one. We are also posting our calendar on our website, unabridgedpod.com. So that way you can follow along with our reading schedule and hopefully join us for those episodes.
So we're back to Jenny, and we're really excited to invite you guys to join us in this process. We want you to subscribe to our Unabridged podcast on either iTunes or Stitcher. There are tons of ways to find us. And if you like what you hear already and are struggling somehow to find us, just hit us up on social media and we'll get you hooked up. If you have comments or opinions about our podcast, if you want to join in the conversation, we just love to hear from you. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter And both of those handles are at unabridgedpod, all one word. And on the web, we're at unabridgedpod.com. And we look forward to hearing from you.